What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, the Dallas Mavericks made Game 2 a slight bit more interesting rather than Game 1 getting their asses beat. But, you know, there wasn't really any point in yesterday's game where I was like, oh, yeah, the Mavericks got this one. Even when they were making their little run at the end there where they were kind of catching up. But, I mean, really, it was too little too late, in my opinion. But Boston did walk away with the Game 2 win, 105-98. So they are up on the Dallas Mavericks 2-0 in this series. Now, anything can change. You know, Dallas could absolutely get shit together by Game 3. But, you know, Game 1 was an ass-kicking. Game 2, like I said, they showed a little bit more. But, I mean, it's really just all Luka, all game. And the dude is beat up. And even if he wasn't beat up, he was still going to need some help. And so far, Kyrie Irving's been ineffective. Really, nobody else has even remotely tried to step it up besides Luka. So that's going to be that usually doesn't end up with a win, especially in a 7-game series for the NBA Finals. And especially when you're going up a team against a team that's so deep, like the Boston Celtics are. I mean, right now, Jason Tatum isn't even their standout player in the finals, and he doesn't have to be. I mean, he's still a role player, still making big shots, making the big plays that he needs to make, but he is not the focal point in either game so far. Jaylen Brown, once again, had a solid game. He had 21 points and 7 assists, but Jrue Holiday really stepped it up in this game. He had 26 points and 11 rebounds. So it was really just an excellent team game so far from the Boston Celtics in both games. They've really just taken over three-point shooting. They're just dominating the rebounds and the paint. And defensively, they are coming out strong. And then it's just the Mavericks are just kind of left with throwing up shots and hopefully knocking them down. And yeah, you've got Luka, but he is beat up. I mean, he was pretty much questionable for Game 2, and you don't ever want to hear those words, but he still had a triple-double. So the dude's going to be playing no matter what, but still at the end of the day, somebody else on this Dallas Mavericks team has to step it up. They do have a couple days off. The next game, Game 3, is Wednesday in Dallas, but Boston is up 2-0, and so Dallas, they got to get it moving in Game 3, that is for sure. But you really can't count them out. It is the NBA Finals, and they made it this far for a reason. But the Celtics have taken a commanding lead in the NBA Finals at this point. Now moving on to baseball and the Top 10 MLB Power Rankings. And, you know, we actually have a couple of teams at the bottom that we haven't really discussed so far this season. But overall, it's pretty much the usual suspects here, beginning with number one, continues to be the New York Yankees, overall record of 46-21. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the Minnesota Twins, but did lose a series to the Dodgers. But I will say there was no Juan Soto playing in that one. He did end up hurting himself earlier in the week, but it's nothing major. He's supposed to be back their next game. Either today or tomorrow, whenever the Yankees play next. Soto's supposed to be back. So they didn't miss him for too long. But it didn't really matter because Aaron Judge is just on fire. Nobody is really hitting better than he is at this point in the season. I mean, the last month, it's pretty much been all about Aaron Judge and Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. Those two have been just on fire this last month. And it's pretty much those two and everybody else. Aaron Judge is batting at 305, 24 home runs, which leads the league in 59 RBI. And, I mean, his stats just keep getting better and better every week. So he seems to be getting healthier as the season wears on. And he's just playing great. And, I mean, honestly, outside of Judge and Soto, the rest of the Yankees lineup is just smashing the ball. And then you turn over to the pitching side of things, and I've been getting this guy's name wrong. I've been calling him Gil. It's actually Heel. And I watch Yankees games, so you think I would catch on to that shit, but I didn't until just recently. And I'm like, damn, I've been calling this guy his wrong name. So, but I'm not the only one. We all know that. But the dude has been making a mark this season. He has 8 wins on the season with a 2.04 ERA, which is one of the top 5 lowest ERAs in the league, and 90 strikeouts on the season. And he has been smoking. And Cole, he's already doing his rehab assignment, so it's looking like his return is right around the corner. So you're looking at the New York Yankees and you're like, damn, this team's just getting stacked and locked and loaded. And yeah, they did lose a series to the Dodgers, but like I said, no Soto. It might have been a little bit different with Soto, but regardless, the Yankees are looking damn good right now. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 45-20, 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Milwaukee Brewers, and then they split the series in London against the New York Mets, and both games were crazy games in London, so London got some good baseball games there. And another hitter who is really been getting hot the last couple of weeks as well, right along with Judge and Ramirez, is Bryce Harper. He's batting a .277 with 15 home runs and 45 RBI. He has really, and it's not like the Phillies were missing out on any offense, but you always want Bryce Harper to be at his best, and he is right now playing at his best. Then you also have Alec Baum, who's having a great season as well, batting a .291 with 51 RBI. And like I said, with the Phillies, they are having no issue scoring offense. And same with the Yankees. To me, these two teams just really, they are so stacked from starting pitching to the bullpen to their closers. They have the two top closers in the league too. Now, of course, they've got a bunch of wins. So, of course, your closer is going to have a bunch of wins. But still, they're not really giving up any blown saves or anything like that. So, I mean, these are two stacked-ass teams right now. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another stacked-ass team would be the Baltimore Orioles. Their overall record is 42-22. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split a series against the Toronto Blue Jays, and they also took the series over the Tampa Bay Rays. And, you know, this is another team that's having zero issues getting offense. And then now they have a guy who's also getting hot with his bat. That's Ryan Mountcastle. And he's known to do this. He is kind of a streaky player. Started off the season kind of cold. But now the guy's on fire, batting a .276 with 11 home runs, 32 RBI. And, you know, they keep it going with Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson. The two of those guys, they are just, boom, having phenomenal seasons. But then you add in the rest of the offense around them, and this Baltimore Orioles team is just lights out, especially on the offensive side. The pitching is where I think the questions lie with the Orioles, but overall, this is a solid-ass team. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 41-26. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Pittsburgh Pirates, but took the series over the Yankees. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Dodgers. Of course, they are another stacked-ass team as well. I mean, their starting pitching is just crazy. And then you also have Teoscar Hernandez, who you just kind of thought was a guy who was just, you know, moseying along from team to team to team. And then he gets here to the Dodgers, and man, this dude mashed a grand slam against the Yankees over the weekend. And right now he's sitting at 16 home runs and 48 RBI, which leads the team in both of those categories, which is crazy because he's on a team with Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. And these are three of the greatest hitters in the game, hands down. And then you got Teoscar Hernandez leading the team in the hitting categories right now. So it's pretty crazy to see what we're getting from him. Also on the defensive side, he made some pretty big plays defensively over the weekend as well, actually throughout the season, but just most notably against the Yankees, he really stepped it up. And the Dodgers, they just, their starting pitching is solid. I mean, Glasnow, he's got the lowest, is it the lowest ERA or the highest strikeouts? I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure it's actually, he's got the most strikeouts in the league right now, but he's still got a low-ass ERA as too, so Dodgers, just as stacked as the last three teams that I discussed. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 42-22. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Phillies, but took the series over the Detroit Tigers. And, oh, I'm sorry, I actually was reading the wrong line there. They split the series with the Kansas City Royals. Actually, one of the games had to be postponed, and then they took the series over the Miami Marlins. And like I had mentioned earlier when I was talking about Aaron Judge, Jose Ramirez has been one of the top dogs so far with his bat. He's batting .275 with 18 home runs and 62 RBI, and it just kind of feels like, why are you pitching to him at this point? Because over the plate, this guy is just mashing it. And even he's a pretty big guy, but the guy can run around the bases so quick, and he's just so difficult to get, especially when he's running at home. And so, you know, Ramirez is having a phenomenal start to this season so far, and he's pretty much been the major standout with the Guardians, even though the Guardians have been one of the best teams in baseball, basically since the jump. But it's just, there's, you look at them and there's a lot of questions, but yet here they still are. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 38-27. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Phillies and then took the series over the Detroit Tigers. And they actually have a new guy who they just brought up earlier, a couple weeks ago in the season from the minors, a Koenig at pitcher. And he is actually, you know, he's come right in and fitting right in and playing a huge role in this pitching lineup. He's got 6 wins on the season already with a 1.84 ERA and 24 strikeouts. So the Brewers, they've been up and down, and it's been kind of a weird week for them. So they are where they are right now, but offensively, they don't really have a lot of issues. And then pitching sometimes is shaky for them, and that would... For me, that's where I'd say their biggest weakness would be at pitching. But overall, they seem to be getting it done, and they seem to be just running away with things in this division, at least so far. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Seattle Mariners. Overall record of 37-30. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Oakland A's and lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. And Luis Castillo, he is having a solid year so far with 5 wins, a 3.35 ERA, which is not that great, but not terrible. But he's got the 85 strikeouts, and he's just, you know, still doing his thing on the mound and getting the strikeouts. And the Mariners are actually leading their division right now. And they also are just one of those streaky teams that's getting some big wins against some good teams. And we'll see if they're able to maintain this throughout the rest of the season, because they are in a division with the Houston Astros and the Rangers. And even though they're shaky right now, I wouldn't be shocked to see either one of those teams get it going at some point. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Kansas City Royals. Overall record of 39-27. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series against the Cleveland Guardians and took the series over the Mariners, and they're getting a lot of production from Bobby Witt Jr., who now has overtaken the American League batting average leader. He is batting .320 right now with 11 home runs and 47 RBI, so that guy can't be stopped. And then they also have another young guy, Michael Garcia. He's batting .256 with 36 RBI, but he's also... Doing some things defensively. The Kansas City Royals have been one of the most shocking teams, in my opinion, this year, just because I had no expectations for them. And so far, they've got a lot of young guys, but then also a few scrappy veterans who are really stepping it up and making a difference for them so far on the season. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team we haven't discussed much this season, but they are starting to get going. Who knows if it's going to maintain, because they've had to battle through their injuries, but the Houston Astros. They are 30-36 on the season, so not that great as of late. 6-4, though, in their last 10 games, and they do seem to be getting it going. This past week, they took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals and then also took the series over the Los Angeles Angels. And, you know, offensively, this team, of course, has no issues. It's just the pitching. They've had to deal with the injuries to starting pitching. But also, the bullpen is still as terrible as it was last year. They thought they made some improvements, but, I mean, so far, this bullpen has been awful. They probably would actually be over .500 if it wasn't for their terrible-ass bullpen. But overall, the Astros are now starting to get it going. But they haven't had any level of consistency so far. This last couple of weeks seems to be the most consistent baseball they've been playing as of late. Kyle Tucker has been their biggest source of offense this year, with batting a .266 with 19 home runs and 40 RBI. So he's having a solid year. And like I said, Altuve having a good year. Yordan, he's not mashing like he has over the last couple of seasons, but he's still doing his thing. It's the pitching, though, that's been pretty terrible for the Astros, from starting pitching to the bullpen. They have not been able to get anything from any of their pitchers for the most part at all. But like I said, they have started to get it going. And like I say every week, pretty much once I get down to the last couple of spots on the top 10, it does get kind of difficult to pick which team to put there because there aren't that many consistent teams at this point in time, and the Astros are one of them. But I decided to put them up there since they are on a little bit of a winning streak right now. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that I have questions about, but still, I put them in the top 10 this week, and that's the Texas Rangers. Overall record of 31-34, so they are also below 500. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Detroit Tigers, and then also lost a series to my San Francisco Giants. This is another team. Offensively, no issues. They're, of course, getting a lot of production from Corey Seager, as always, batting a 271 with 13 home runs and 30 RBI on the season. And it kind of feels like every time this guy comes up to bat, he seems to get on base. And then you've got Josh Smith also having a great year, batting a 287 with 4 home runs and 24 RBI. So offensively, they're really having no issues. It's their starting pitching and their bullpen as well that is just let them down for the most part this season, but this is another team that has potential to get it going, and while they're playing shaky baseball, they still have a pretty solid roster, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them actually overtake their division, because like I said, right now, Seattle, Houston, and Texas, even though Seattle's got a 7-game lead over to the Houston and Texas right now, I mean, that could easily change in a moment's notice. So I feel like those three teams are just going to be battling it out till the bitter end. And then in a bit of hilarious news, if you are a baseball fan, you are probably familiar with the name of Buster Olney. He is a baseball insider. Pretty much if you hear any breaking news or any type of big contract deals or trade deals or anything major that's happening in Major League Baseball, you're pretty much going to hear it from him, and he's always a reliable source because he's pretty much the most well-connected guy in baseball. Well, today his Twitter was hacked, and it's pretty hilarious because, I mean, I immediately knew right off the bat because I, of course, follow him. Because, like I said, he's the guy you want to follow. He's always got the breaking news. So I happened to see one of his tweets. It was a very, very random tweet that said the Baltimore Orioles are going to be now moving to Las Vegas and not the Oakland A's. And I was like, wait, what is going on here? So I click on it. And then I see a couple other tweets, and I'm like, oh, this dude was hacked. And then when you look further into it, yeah, Buster Olney has been hacked. So if you have seen any of his rando tweets like the Orioles are going to be moving to Vegas or the New York Mets are trading Francisco Lindor, you might want to just pump the brakes on throwing away your Baltimore Orioles jerseys and tearing them up and burning them into flames. Ah, they're leaving me. No, they're not leaving you. It's just Olney's Twitter was hacked, and it was just tweeting a lot of randomness. Like I said, as soon as I saw the first two tweets, I was like, oh, this guy's been hacked, because they were just so outlandish, and then a couple of them were just speaking gibberish nonsense. So hopefully he gets that shit worked out, because that's a big deal, and I'm sure some Orioles fans' hearts were sinking there for a minute, especially I'm sure some aren't even aware that he was hacked. So good luck with some of you fans who hopefully don't kill yourself before you find out that was fake news. But anyways, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.